Hi, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and we are on Adventure Radio today. Actually, all of you know we're on bbsradio.com, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. But the reason why I'm saying we're on Adventure Radio is because I'm sitting right here in Chicago, Illinois, after having a wonderful Level 3 workshop with Ronnie Reisler and Cynthia Mayer, and we had some wonderful participants in the show, and I just want to do a nice shout-out to all those folks who were in the workshop. It was quite enlightening, and we made wonderful craft things that made us go deeper. What's interesting about the Akashic Records is that you can use the Akashic Records in realistically every area of your life. And so part of the thing that we were doing was really expanding our creativity, and we were going deep into our lineage and finding out the difference between our ancestral and past lives. And there's a definite difference in ancestry and past lives, and there's a definite difference in energy and what that information brings to you. So it was a great level three, and so I really want to thank Ronnie Reisler and Cynthia Mayer for that. And actually, I'm sitting in Ronnie Reisler's car right now because the other reason this is going to be an adventure is because I'm going to get on the mega bus to take a mega bus back to Cleveland, Ohio. Now, what's interesting about that is I took a mega bus here, and it wasn't bad. It really wasn't bad. And I'm taking a mega bus back to Cleveland, and it should be kind of fun. Anyway, so for those people who have never listened to Akashic Wisdom before, Akashic Wisdom is a program where we talk about the Akashic Records, and the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akasha, the Akashic Record energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime, and including the ancestral information, and including your past lives that we talked about. So the Akashic Record energy is the best way to explain it to you would be to tell you it's like God's search engine, so that you kind of plug in, if you know how to access your own personal Akashic Records, you ask the question and the search engine finds you the answer and gets you the subject. And it's like God's great library. So we can pretty much ask anything we want. Now, the work that I do with the records, the way I've been taught and the way I teach, is we don't do futures. And we don't really do past lives. We understand what the past life indication is. But it's not like we hang our hat and say, oh, well, the reason my life is this way is because of this past life. And, you know, the reason Aunt Susie doesn't like me is because I killed her in a past life. I mean, the reality is that all has merit, but we go for a deeper meaning. We go for a deeper essence. And we really want to come from living in our essence. So that's what that's all about. Now, for those people who typically will email me questions, I've got to tell you, I'm not on the computer tonight, so you're going to have to call in your questions, and I'm going to have Ronnie Reisler on the phone soon, and we're going to talk about this, we're going to try and do this. I'm going to see if it works on a speakerphone. Of course, my producer might go crazy when I do that, but we're going to give it a shot. But if you want to call in a question, you need to call in tonight at 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4520. And again, I don't have my computer, so I can't see your questions, but feel free to email the questions and we can cover them next week. So here we are, and so I'm going to put this phone on speaker. And we're going to talk to Ronnie about the class and how she created the class and what it's all about. And we're just going to have a nice little conversation. So, okay, everyone, hold on. We're going to get her on speaker, see if this works. And I'm just asking my producer, if it doesn't sound right, to break in and let us know so I can go back to the old way. Okay, hold on. Hi there, everybody. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. I disconnected myself. But now I'm going to put you on speaker. The other thing I want to say is I am doing this from my cell phone, and the good possibility is that I might not have enough bars to finish this. So what I want to tell you is if, in fact, it just goes out, it's not that I don't love you. It's just because I, I didn't have enough battery left. So if we're in the middle of something, we'll figure it out next week. Okay, so here comes the speakerphone. And, okay, now hopefully, hey, Don, can you hear us okay? Is this an okay speakerphone situation?
Hi there, Don. This is Ronnie.
Hello. Donald?
Yes.
Donald is my producer, and hopefully he's listening.
I'm listening.
I am
listening.
Okay.
I'm listening, sweetheart. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey. Hello. Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly. Your audience hears me. You should be hearing
here's
me.
That.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Hi.
I hear you.
Okay, good. All right, so we're now on speakerphone. That'll work.
Excellent.
Okay, and so I'd like to introduce everyone to Ronnie Reisler. Ronnie Reisler and her sister, Elena Lieberman, were my original teachers of the Akashic Records over 14 years ago. Wow, it's been a long time.
Yes,
yeah.
It really has been.
and Ronnie and Elena were actually working in the records for, at that time, even 9 years, right?
Yeah.
Wow, so that's 23 years of my math work, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think it was just a little bit less, but we definitely are in
the 20s.
Working in the 20s. Yes,
okay.
20.
All right, good.
So
that's a long time in the records. Yeah. I know, like I said, I've been teaching for a little bit under, well, about 14 years. Been working in the records for about 14 years, maybe. And everybody can hear the horns here and there is another megabus pulling up. So here we are.
Well, I've never seen a megabus before. This thing is huge.
We got a car backing up in front of us, and there's one behind you. Oh boy, we're right in the middle of Chicagoland here. Okay, so I'll tell you what, just to make things interesting, why doesn't somebody call in and we can answer a question from the Akashic Records about your life or about your career, about money, about relationships? We can answer questions from the Akashic Records about anything. What I will need is at least your first name and your city and state where you're at, or city and a country. That would be great. We get callers from all over the world, and so that's going to be an interesting way of going, that's for sure. So, Ronnie, can you answer a question right now, or are you in the middle of driving or trying to figure something out?
Oh, I could attempt to answer a question.
Okay, so talk to us about the level three. How did you and Cynthia put the level three together?
Well, basically, how we always put our classes together is that we open our own Akashic Records, and sometimes we open the Akashic Records of what may be the class or the gathering for that day, if we do have a day. And so, we then ask what would be in sequence or what would be for the best of interest or what would be in order. Now, I'm going to have to let you go for a moment here.
Yeah, because we got another megabus coming in. Wow.
Hi. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What would you like us to do? You want us to go
forward?
Okay.
All right. I guess we can kind of stay here. Oh, my goodness.
This is getting very adventurous.
Yeah, I told you it was an adventure.
In the physical realm, we've got two gigantic megabuses. Moving in, and mind you, this is in downtown Chicago, just on the west end of the loop, the famous Chicago Loop.
Right.
And massive vehicles and crowds are gathered here, and it's 10 o'clock at night.
And Megabus seems to go to Ann Arbor, Champaign, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbia, where else does it go? Columbus, Detroit, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Madison, Memphis, Milwaukee, Minnesota, I can't read the other ones, but I know it goes to Cleveland and Chicago, oh, and Toledo, and it's really inexpensive, and it's actually quite comfortable, but it's a lot of fun if you meet the right people on there, so this was an adventure in travel for me. Okay, back to the record.
Okay, so continuing on, Akashic Record Consultants International has worked through years and time and development and deep work in the records by committee to develop manuals, which are our guidelines for the premise of our classes. And this is done not only by one person, by several people accessing the Akashic Records through the organization and through their own and through a variety of different perspectives. So the manuals are carefully crafted by many who are going into the Akashic Records and go deeply into the wisdom and truth and power that they can find from divine connection to develop the work that formulates the class. So we begin with that manual. There are certain guidelines in that manual that we follow because we work to keep the integrity of the work. And then we open our own records and ask what is appropriate for the class that we are about to have, because each class is a little bit different. Everyone who comes to class is called for some cosmic reason. And that means that different information is going to be brought forward, different processes, different questions. And we are sort of supported in our work through the Akashic Record and our divine connection to bring forward what is for the highest good of that particular class. So we apply that premise to... Oh, I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. And
hi.
Hi, caller. Where are you calling from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, great. And what is your name?
Raimi.
Say again?
Raimi.
Raimi? R-A-M-E-Y?
Uh-huh. R-A-M-I-E.
Oh, okay. I had it. Okay, almost right. Okay, Raimi, have you listened to Akashic Wisdom before?
No.
This is new, huh?
Yes.
So tell us, how can we help you?
Well, I'd like to know what I can do to clear my path to abundance.
What you can do to clear your path to abundance. I just have to do a little bit of a commercial here. Actually, starting up, if you email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, I'm actually going to be doing a teleconference on prosperity. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but if you email me, it's going to be in the first couple weeks of October, so it'll be an evening event. But so you can email me, and when I get back to Cleveland, I will send you the information on it. But so you want to clear your path to abundance? Okay.
Yes, I've been working really hard and trying to find clients or a job, anything really. I've not worked at all this year. Study
for what?
I'm a life coach.
Okay, I should tell you that we can only do at a certain level of information with just your first name. Typically, when we
right.
do a consultation, we do we need the first and last legal name. So we can just get as much as we can. One of the things that's coming up that I'm hearing is that there's some type of there's a feeling of doubt that you're having within you around it has to do with your effectiveness around you. What's
okay.
that about?
Well, you know, sometimes I doubt myself.
Yeah,
you know, I
feel
like I'm sabotaging myself, but I don't know what to do. I mean, I have all the tools, but and then I go up and down, up and down, up and down, only because I'm not getting any results, positive results, you know.
Okay, so Ronnie's going to talk to you, and I've got something I want to tell you. Go ahead.
I'm only getting a small piece of information here, but Raimi, you might want to take a look at what some of the belief systems you have surrounding money and what the nature of money is and how you relate to it and how it relates to you? Are there emotional ideas about money or expectations about the way you are supposed to behave in order to acquire money? Or do you define, how do you define success? What does that mean to you? And these all have to do with beliefs that may be in a position to be shifted or released or expanded in some way. The sense of it is that there's a perception of cause and effect, action and result, that's linear rather than moving into a more expanded state of creating ways to bring flow into the life.
Does that make sense to you, Ronnie? I mean, excuse me, Jamie? Raimi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More linear, huh?
Well, it's not so much linear. It's really about you.
Less linear.
It's not linear at all. It's really about you exploring your own belief systems to see where you're blocking you. But the other thing also getting is that there's something that happened in your life about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, that made you start doubting yourself, or it was some kind of a relationship, it was some kind of a loss. They're not showing me, but it was something that happened maybe even 5 years ago. But it's a relationship. Either it was a situation that started you doubting yourself, or it was a relationship with another person that fell apart. There's something that happened that put you in, what I'm hearing is, a royal funk. It was all like you were in a deep hole, and it was very hard to climb out of. In fact, you're still trying to climb out of it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, but I can't recall. It does make sense. But
can you feel the truth of it when I say that? Can you feel the truth of that?
Yes.
Do you have a sense of what that situation was?
Gosh, the only thing that I could think of 5 years ago is 2 years ago I went and got training for my skills. 5 years ago, I was working and this client really opened my, I don't know, I doubted my worth. Yeah, I doubted my worth when I was with her. Maybe that's it.
Well, what I'm getting is somewhere along the line, that doubt created a feeling of being an imposter.
Aha.
And that imposter that imposter energy is what's sabotaging you right now.
Right. Aha. Yes.
So part of what you want to look at is the truth of what's creating your lack of focus too, because what I'm also hearing is marketing. You're not really marketing the way you used to either.
No, I'm not. But I don't have the resources to market. I'm on unemployment, and it's real. It's a real low figure. I mean, I amaze myself how I manage to get through every month with creating a work.
But there's a lot of ways that you can market yourself that don't cost anything. If you've got yourself a computer, and you've got yourself some time, there's a lot of ways that doesn't cost anything that you can market, including, you know, if you have a list of clients, you can do newsletters, if you have Facebook, if you have Twitter, if you have, you know, there's so many different ways that you could actually look at marketing yourself, not to mention networking breakfasts or luncheons or situations, say again what you were saying.
Flyers,
cheap business cards. I mean, you could be putting business cards and flyers up at coffee houses all over the city.
Yes. Okay.
So the idea, but the reality is this: it's really about you getting the feeling back to you.
Right. I agree. Yes. How do I do that? Oh gosh.
Can you recover your passion?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
What do you think your passion is?
Helping others change.
But you have to help you change first.
Yeah, right.
But here's the thing, though. Honey, you do not have to be changed completely to help others. You're doing one step at a time. You should be journaling your journey.
I do. I journal.
And so the idea is that it's really about, there was like many of us, give excellent advice. We just have to learn to take our own advice.
Right, right. Well, I am kind of hung up on the idea that I'm not completely changed, so that I feel like, well, then how can I give advice when I'm not totally there yet? But boy, have I come a long way.
Well, but you have to start patting yourself on the back for where you come.
Okay.
So it's really about
loving myself.
Yeah. The other thing is you have to start writing down all the things you're proud of about you.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, and the idea is once you create your own little success journal, you're able to teach other people how to do it.
Okay.
And you know what? There's the best way to get business is to be a speaker.
Be a seeker?
No, a speaker, S-P-E-A-K-E-R.
Oh,
speaker.
Yes. Oh,
you know, Kiwanis or women's groups or...
Okay.
Put yourself together a little program and start speaking.
Okay, I would love that.
Well, it's really about getting feedback from people and saying, wow, that's really good. I like what you have to say.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because otherwise I'm just here in my cocoon just brooding over what I'm not having.
Well, yeah, and the more you think about that, the more you create not having it. Yeah.
Right.
So,
exactly.
I understand that really well. More than you know. We've all been there. I mean, to say that we haven't been there would be a flat-out lie. And that's how we learn is because we've been there. We get ourselves out of it, and sometimes we go back to it, and then you get yourself out of it, and you go. So the idea here is to really say, okay, this is just a situation in my life, and I can move forward. You don't have to be locked into this. This is not
that's
a forever
true.
Deal.
That's right.
You know, could be that you're receiving this situation just that you can dig yourself out and be even more successful.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, thank you. And I will email you. And I would love to do your teleclass or teleseminar.
And again, it's info, I-N-F-O, at
AkashicWisdom.com.
AkashicWisdom.com. Akashic Wisdom.com.
Okay, I have that.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, well, thank you for calling. Good night. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, great. I'm so happy she called. That was wonderful.
Well, sure, because, there's a lot of people going through what she's going through.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons that I'm going to do that class. Also going to be offering that class in San Diego. It's going to be a one-day class instead of a two-night class, so that should be fun. So I'm going to go out to San Diego and teach a level one, and also put together for holistic practitioners of prosperity marketing class. So also one day. But and nobody has to have Akashic record background, so you're okay if you don't have. But if you do, it's great. I mean, that's the whole idea, is to teach people, more people, about how to access their own Akashic records. That's what we're all about here. So you guys should really see this lineup of people and cars and blinking lights and very interesting. So, all right. So next, what else we should talk about? We should talk about conference.
Oh, that's right. Coming up October 19th, is it?
I don't know. You'd have to, everyone should go to the website for Akashic Record Consultants International.org. And we are having a an annual conference in Dallas. It's Dallas, Texas.
October.
It's 16th and 17th in Dallas. And you do have to know how to open your own Akashic Records, but we are offering a level one Akashic Record workshop 2 days prior to the conference. So there's no reason why, if you want to learn about the Akashic Records, you want to go to Dallas, you should really look into that website and see about it. The other thing is if you, you know, there, we have teachers all over the country, all over the world, and if you'd like to learn how to work with the Akashic Records, you can go up and see what teachers are offering, what classes where. So, again, that's Akashic Record Consultants International.org, and it should be lots of fun. Are you speaking at the conference?
So I am going to be teaching a level two intensive with Rosemary Swanson, who is another fellow teacher and also the president of the organization.
Exactly. So when is your intensive going to be before the workshop?
It will be before the conference, and it will be going on simultaneously with the level one.
I see. Okay.
So with the level one, now I want to bring out that with the level one, you can come to the level one, which is 2 days, and then immediately move into, it's a Thursday and Friday, and then that Saturday and Sunday, you can go right into conference.
That's right. Absolutely. The reason why it's important for you to have a level one training for conference is because we open up the Akashic Records as a group. Even though you might be sitting with other people, you know, there's going to be 50 to 100 people there, and there's just, it's, and let me just kind of back up. For those people who are just listening in first for the first time, we access the Akashic Records through a sacred prayer. It's a specific sacred prayer that we have learned, and it was translated from Mayan to Spanish, to English, and it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So this is all about learning how to access your records using this prayer, and you do it consciously. So it's not like you have to go into trance, you don't, like Edgar Cayce. You don't have to go and do a meditation. It's really all about moving into the energy of the Akashic Records and working with the master's teachers and loved ones of the Akashic Record. So, and asking questions. So level one teaches you all about how to do that, whether you take it at conference, you take it from me, you take it from Ronnie. There's lots of different ways of learning how to do that. So, and then Ronnie is very special. She has a mandala workshop. She actually teaches people how to create their soul's mandala through the Akashic Records. And she has a wonderful website. We want to tell you about that website. We want to tell you about the class. Now, do you have to have Akashic Records experience to come to class?
Well, it's helpful to have at least a level one. However, it's preferred. But the mandala process can be taught without knowing how to access the Akashic Records. And I, in fact, learned from a teacher who did not use our process of opening the Akashic Records. So when I was in her class, I did not open my Akashic Records.
Yeah.
So I learned the techniques and the skills that she imparted to others, but then I, already opening the Akashic Records, applied that technique to the techniques I learned as a mandala maker. So I integrated the two processes.
So, Ronnie, if people want to know more about the mandala class next weekend, it's going to be here in Chicago, right, the Chicago area.
Yes.
Why don't you give them your contact information and your website so they can see the mandalas. And by the way, Ronnie also does custom-made mandalas. She will actually create the mandala of your soul. If you can commission her to create the mandala of your soul, which is unique to you, your path, and all that you are, and you see it in beautiful color, it's huge, and they're suitable for framing, and there's nothing like having your mandala on your wall to help you during your meditation. So, Ronnie, tell us about your website and how to contact you.
My contact information is Mandala Ron. That's M-A-N as in Nancy, D-A-L-A,
R-O-N, @gmail.com. And the site is mandalaofthesoul.com. I am proud to say that I am at the moment refurbishing and reconstructing the website, which has enabled me to show even more pieces that I've recently completed, more current work. And it's pretty much done. Just a few typos have to be cleaned up. But my webmaster has been wonderful with it. And the workshop is actually listed on the Archie site.
Oh, great.
As a special class.
Archie is AkashicRecordConsultantsInternational.org.
Right. Thank you.
Yes.
And I did not list the workshop on my Mandala site, but it is on the Akashic Record Consultants International site.
Okay.
As a special workshop.
Right. And it's a 2-day workshop.
That is correct.
Okay. And you do not have to be an artist to do this.
That's what's really incredible
is you don't have to be an artist. You really don't even have to know anything about art. First of all, Ronnie is an excellent teacher when it comes to the Mandala workshop, and she will walk you through it all. And it's a wonder if it's a small class. It's because she likes to have individual attention so she can move into the energy with you to help you understand it. And do you want anybody to call you about to ask you, or just want them to email you for information?
It would be fine if they called.
Okay.
The number for that is 847. That's 847-433-1216. That's 847-433-1216.
That's great. And so that's the important piece you want to be able to, if you're at all interested in creating a mandala of your soul, you can call Ronnie and either have her do it or you can go to her workshop and learn how to do it yourself. And I'm also going to be in San Diego. I'm going to be in San Diego at the end of October teaching a level one, and as well as I'm going to be doing the prosperity work. And I'm actually lecturing 4 places in San Diego.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, if you email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, I will email you all the information that you need on where I'm going to be speaking and all the information on the workshops. And let's see, that's about it. That's where we're going to be and what we're going to do. Oh, you can call me personally offline if you want at 216-691-1233. Okay, that's our commercial for today. I suppose that's a lot of information for everybody. And so let's talk a little bit about the class. What do you think that, and there was like as a teacher for the workshop and as a teacher in the Akashic Records, what are the greatest shifts that you've seen that maybe in this class or other classes, or how do you see people benefiting from taking a workshop on the Akashic Records?
Well, a lot of different things have happened through time in the Akashic Records classes that I've taught and that I've been in with other teachers, actually. There's always that wonderful moment when you see someone's eyes sort of get wide and bright and say, oh, wow, now I understand why this and such is going on, or wow, now I see I can change this because if I behave or choose to do this, that, or the other thing, this other result will come about instead of what I am repeating over and over again now. And to realize that people understand that they have choice and that they can expand and utilize their consciousness to create a different life or create something that's more graceful and more comfortable for themselves is really a remarkable thing. And we, as teachers, do that for ourselves all the time. And certainly we all have our challenges and our difficulty, and that's just another gift to allow us to work with the process to, again, come into consciousness with what we are doing and what we are selecting for ourselves in our life, and how we can change it if we choose to change it,
and that we can choose to change it.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So, can you remember when you first started working with the Akashic Records, how it felt?
Yeah, I can. Actually, I actually felt like I didn't get it and I didn't understand what was going on. And everybody around me was having all these revelations and seeing all these images and hearing things and going through all sorts of experiences. And I didn't think anything was going on for me. And so our teacher, Mary Parker, said to me, "What's happening?" And I said, "Well, you know, all I see is this gray field in front of me. I don't really, nothing's going on." And she gave me some instruction, and I tried again, and all of a sudden I saw a little tiny pinhole in a black field with little black and white figures running around, sort of like a silent Charlie Chaplin movie. Now, because I've been a designer and or artist for a large portion of my life, I have never visualized in black and white. I have always seen color and shape and form and pattern and things like that. So, and it was also, you know, in a certain style of visualization. Seeing these little tiny silent movie figures in a black and white scenario was so unusual and different for me that I knew that something had occurred, that there was something different for me going on. And that was my first cue that I was receiving information in a new and different way and from source that I did not realize I could access.
Right. And if I remember correctly, Elena, your sister, who ended up to be, you know, who has actually written a wonderful book called Principles of Divine Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as through the Akashic Records. And in fact, if you look at that book and look at the cover of the book, that has one of Ronnie's mandalas on it because it is the mandala of Elena's. But when she first learned how to do the Akashic Records, she didn't get anything, remember? Or she just got colors.
If I recall, what she said was that she felt that suddenly she had arrived home.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, right.
She suddenly felt like it was something that she wanted to do for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what all that looked like or felt like, she felt like whatever was going on was what she wanted to have go on in her life.
Well, that's what happened to me. When I took the first class with you folks many, many years ago, it was like coming home. It felt so right. It felt like all of a sudden I knew what I was supposed to do. It's like, oh my gosh, this is it. And then I came back the following week to do an advanced class. At the time, we didn't have different levels. We just had the Akashic Records class and then advanced class. And Mary Parker was there. And I met Mary Parker, and we did the advanced class. And it was like, this was just too good to be true. You know, I just was in heaven. So so for those people who are called to this work, if you're called to the energy of the Akashic Record, I strongly recommend that you either look on the site or you give a call to either myself or to Ronnie and find out when and where you can take a class, because that will be terrific for you and you can shift your life and it can change your life. Okay. So, my battery's still strong, so hang in there, okay? Well, let me give you the telephone numbers to call again. If you want to give a call, you call 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4520. So, you know, Lucita, who is a wonderful student at the Akashic Records, usually sends me questions, but I wasn't on the internet to be able to see if she sent me a question. So, Lucita, if you're out there, give a call, and you've got to give me the question over the phone. Or if there's any students out there of myself or Ronnie Reisler, we would love to talk to you. We forgot to actually tell everybody listening from the class today. But we kind of told them, right? So if there's anybody listening from the class, give a call in. Sometimes it's a little late for everybody. We did a lot of work in the last 2 days.
Yes, we did. It was very concentrated, focused. Yeah.
Right. Yes. So, you know, that's what's interesting about when you actually take a workshop with the Akashic Records, whether it's a level 1 or a level 2 or a level 3, the manuals themselves are very concentrated and intense. And, again, the information and the processes come right out of the print. They kind of jump out at you. So, all righty. Well, let's see.
Are we receiving callers, Donna?
Not yet. We need to get some. Get some callers in here. Can you share with us a little bit about your process and how you create a mandala from the Akashic Records?
Sure. Usually someone requests the mandala, and in that case, I send them a release sheet, pretty much like the release sheet that we use when we do a consultation, because I don't access anybody's Akashic Records without permission. And I also, after I get that permission, I open my own records and ask that I be guided or shown an idea or a concept or what might be appropriate for the person for whom the mandala is going to be created. Then, assuming that I have permission from them, I will open their Akashic Records and begin to receive whatever it is that's coming through for me. And that can be a variety of different things. Sometimes first I get color of the background paper, or I get some sort of a symbol coming up, or I see, you know, different kinds of colors coming through, or placements of certain designs or decorative things, which could be energy. And sometimes an entire image comes through and I sort of sketch it down. Sometimes not. Sometimes I'm just told to get the circle down and to put something in a certain place, like in the middle or on the outer edge or in between that. So each one has its own order, and each one has its own instruction, and each one has its own beginning place. And it's kind of interesting because one would think that if you're starting with a circle and you want to put an image, that you might start from the center out or build from the outside in, but that doesn't always happen. Sometimes it's an entirely different sequence, and I don't know why. I simply follow the instructions and go ahead with it. And when it's time to stop, I stop, and I return to it, open the records again, until it looks, feels, and I am told that it is complete.
Tell a story about the stag.
The
stag in the mandala that you were making for that couple that was getting married. There was a picture about...
Oh, yeah. Well, the wife had one mandala, and the husband actually had an entirely different mandala, which was really interesting. He had this wonderful, elegant stag in the center part of the mandala. And the stag, or the heart, H-A-R-T, is actually mentioned in the Old Testament as being a strong and elegant symbol of, you know, grace, of fortitude, of sturdiness, of loyalty. And this came up in the middle of his mandala, but the wife's mandala was remarkably ethereal, with very beautiful colors and stars and lovely blue tones, sky, and so on and so forth. So it was very interesting because I had the image of this heart or this stag and put it in there and then sort of didn't get anything else for a while about around the stag.
Uh-huh.
And then it developed into, you know, trees and other symbols and feathers and things like that. So
what happens is when something like that comes up and I feel challenged, I don't know how to draw it, or I don't know why it's there, I seek images and look at them and work with them to integrate them into the piece.
Very good
work. Yeah.
So one of the wonderful things about Ronnie's work was, or is rather, that the messages that you keep, when you keep looking at the mandala, you keep getting your own messages, and there's, even if you don't, this is not about even about accessing your own, excuse me, records, it's the idea is even if you don't know how to access your own records, the actual piece of art speaks to you at a depth of your soul energetically, and you start getting messages just from looking at the mandala. But talk to us about the mediums that you use. What kind of materials do you use to create the mandala?
I work with very good papers that are archival quality, that are acid-free, and usually have clear and intense color, although I was trained to use black paper, black Strathmore paper, to begin with. The principle being that you start with a white pencil on black because you're drawing a light out of the dark. I think that it's important that the paper be good, that it have a good body, that it's tactile, and that there's texture, because you're anchoring something into the physical. I also use prismatic pencils, barrel prismatic pencils. Those have a certain kind of texture and consistency to them that impart a very rich, deep color that can be blended well. I use acrylic paint, and particularly iridescent and luminescent acrylic paint and light refracting pigment, which creates a lot of different visual effects that are unique to the mandala and cannot be picked up by computer scanning.
Interesting. Why can't they be picked up?
The computer simply does not have the capacity to catch the iridescence or the metallic quality. You get something that appears to be that way, but you don't really see the change as the light hits it because the pixels just aren't built to refract light.
Oh, yes.
So when I have these scanned to be prints or reproductions, the reproductions are never... They can be very close, and the color can be very accurate, but they simply do not have the same light effect as the original. And although I do sell prints, which you know allows the product to be commercially viable, the prints will never look the same as the original.
And you have an abundant print.
I do.
And do you still have any of those left? I know it was a limited edition.
It was a limited edition, and I think I have four left.
Is that right?
Four out of 100 prints.
Why?
Yes.
Because I know I've got one,
yeah.
And it's beautiful. I have it in my front hall. And so if anybody wants to purchase the Mandala of Abundance, they should also give Ronnie a call. Go ahead and give your contact information again, Ronnie.
The phone for that would be 847-433-1216. That's 847-433-1216. And the email is mandalaron, mandalaron, @gmail.com.
And the website?
Website is mandalaofthesoul.com. And you will see that mandala, that abundant mandala, in the slideshow of my work.
That's great. Yeah, and that's, she has only four left, so if that's of interest to you, can they order online?
Actually, they cannot order online. I don't have a PayPal shopping cart type stuff because most of the mandalas on my site are personal original commissions.
Right.
So they are not at this point being duplicated.
Right.
They belong to the person who commissioned it. So
what kind of beadwork are you doing now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I used to do beadwork years ago, and some old clients returned and asked me. So I'm basically what happens is the person gives me the garment. Usually, it's in this case, it's a jacket.
And I simply open the record and see what the vision of it comes, and I put a creation on it and beat. I have not done a beaded mandala yet.
Oh,
but
that's fabulous.
I do.
Back of a jacket? Wow.
Yeah, right. But, well, it would take a little time. That's
yeah.
one of the reasons why I haven't done it yet.
Sure.
But I look at the garment, I look at the jacket, the lady or the person wants a, maybe some color range. And for the most part, I'm very fortunate these clients trust me and say, just do what you want to do.
Very cool.
Which
very
is
cool.
a very, very nice opportunity.
Oh, yeah, lots of freedom.
Of artist or designer.
Lots of freedom. Well, folks, if you're going to call in, you better do it now because we only have around not even 5 minutes left. So call in at 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4520. And, again, this is Donna Fox, and you can get me by emailing me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Or, again, that's info, I-N-F-O, at Akashic Wisdom, AKASHICWISDOM.com, just like the show, AkashicWisdom.com. And you can also, call me personally at 216-691-1233. So, it's been kind of fun. We've been here waiting for the mega bus to come, and we have about 2 more minutes left of the show, and talking about the Akashic Records, and what do you think the greatest thing is that you've ever created with the Akashic Records?
Oh my gosh, that's a really good question. I'm not sure I can answer that question. I think some of the mandalas have been some of the greatest things that I've created.
Well, one of the things that I found, too, is that, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, is how much the work of the Akashic Records helps in relationships.
Yes, it does. Now, I want to make it clear that that may not necessarily mean a romantic relationship, mm-hmm. although I have had some experience in that. But I think that particularly relationships in one's life where a lot of lessons are being brought forward to you, a lot of karma is being lifted through that relationship or developed, depending on how you want to approach that.
Sure.
Allowing the records to assist you to move in that old Native American saying of, into the other person's moccasins.
Yeah.
And understanding, where the agreement and the impact and the energy being held is creating what's going on, and then making conscious choice to see how else that can be done, can really transform a relationship in a remarkable way.
And it's not done from a prophecy point of view.
No.
It's not done from a judgment point of view or even a manipulative point of view. It's done to help you heal yourself and heal the relationship, because when you heal yourself and have a better understanding of where the person's coming from, it makes all the difference. It's not about changing someone else, because quite frankly, folks, you can't change anybody else. You can only take care of you.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to change yourself.
That's right. That's the key, is changing yourself. So, see, the Akashic Records can be used in so many different ways, from the creativity of the art to, again, as we said, healing relationships to understanding more about business. I am working right now with clients that have their own business. I have entrepreneurs that are just starting up on their business. And I work with them through the Akashic Records to help them understand what they need to do from a marketing point of view, from an employee relations point of view. I do totally a complete business coaching from the Akashic Records for a variety of different industries. And if anything from advertising to real estate to law firms. So, and everything in between. So that's something else that you can do with the Akashic Records, is create business plans and marketing plans And I have a student that actually writes her legal briefs with the Akashic Records. So, or if you're a writer, it's great for writing. It's great for writing books. Great for, as we talked about, painting and sculpting and creating music and dance. And so anything that's creative, you can do with the Akashic Records. Well, I think we're done tonight. We're about ready to get out of Dodge here as far as the battery on this phone. So I want to tell you all that we love you very much. We'll be back next week. Ronnie, thank you so much for being here and sitting in the car and talking to us about your experiences with the Akashic Records and for that wonderful class, that wonderful level 3. And so
it was my pleasure.
Oh, it was great. And so I want to thank you all for listening. This is Donna Fox. We're going to close the records of the show tonight. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all those listening. We want to thank them for all their healing information that you've received tonight. We want you to contemplate what your beliefs are. We want you to think about who you truly are. We want you to believe that you can do anything that you put your mind to, because you are a powerful creator, a spark of the divine. Hold that in your heart as you move through this week. And I'll be back next week, and we'll be talking. So I want to thank you all for listening. We're going to close the records this show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. And with that, have a miracle-filled week. And this is Donna Fox saying blessings to you all. Goodbye.